it's kind of hard to pinpoint any particular single piece of game design, but in terms of a game that has the most just completely elegant design, I would have to say Toe Jam & Earl on the Mega Drive, which is designed by Greg Johnson and programmed by Mark Forsanger in 1990, released in 1991. It's generally described as a roguelike. It's a real-time cooperative game based around exploring a randomly generated environment where you collect items which are presents, which you don't know what they are. You can only figure out what they are by opening them or finding someone to identify them by, which are like a roguelike. One of the things which is just lovely design in this game is the fact that most of the items you can collect have positive and negative effects, which you only discover through experimentation. For instance, kind of an obvious easy one is you have root beer, which you can drink, gives you a little bit of health, but also makes you belch, which destroys your abilities having a stealth. So you need stealth to meet or to creep up on Santa Claus. And creeping up on Santa Claus is a whole other thing you have to learn how to do. Obviously, creeping up on Santa Claus is so you can steal presents off him. Another one is, if you have Icarus wings, this allows you to fly, which means you can cross water and the void. It also means that you can avoid enemies on the ground, but it also means you can kill enemies in the air. And the more complicated one is rocket skates. Initially, if you open rocket skates, you'll generally panic and fall off the level and have a terrible time with things. But once you figure out that, oh, actually, these are not that difficult to control, they just become a really fast way to get around the game. So there's 26 presents, and they all do crazy stuff like this. The thing that George kind of wanted me to say was that another nice piece of design in this game is that it's a reverse level structure of a normal roguelike, insofar as you're climbing up levels, you're not descending down into a dungeon, but on every level you can fall down to the earlier level, which is always available to you as a sort of an escape option to avoid getting killed. You can just run away from enemies and jump off the edge of the level. But obviously natural thinking would bring you to say, what happens if I jump off of level 1? Level 1 is surrounded by water, so you think, what happens if I explore all around until I find something I can fall off? You do that, you find an island with a hole in it, you fall through the hole, you end up on level 0. Level 0 has a lemonade stand, which gives you an extra life, a hot tub with some Wahini girls in it, which gives you all your health back, and then you fall off of that and you return to the highest level that you were on. This is basically, Zelda games, whatever, but this is basically pretty much the ultimate example of a designer rewarding a developer, rewarding a player for doing a thing which they have anticipated, which they think is cool, with stuff that is just insane and that they would now probably not let them do. And basically, it's an awesome game. Also, it's the first game that was burnt to a cartridge which has a fart joke in it. That's just another random factoid for you. Oh, and also all the manual illustrations were done by Steve Purcell.
Did you go down to level 0? How bad did it feel when you did that the first time?
Just the fact that they put such a ridiculous amount of effort into something which most players will not even bother with. It's quite cool. And then from then on it becomes, of course, the fact you just almost... It's something you don't actually have to do as part of the game, to complete the game, but it becomes almost a ritualistic thing to, almost as soon as you can do it, you jump all the way back down to the start of the game and go down there. So it's a game that it's just perfectly designed for rental. It takes about 90 minutes to 2 hours to maybe 3 hours if you really get screwed to play through. Probably longer if it's the first time you played, you don't know what anything does. It has to generate the levels between levels, and it's quite slow doing this. So it's like you play it for 5 minutes, some tense stuff happens, some funny stuff happens. Both the characters in co-op will find they're reading out their characters' dialogue. So it's not the voice acting except what yourself is adding to it. But also the fact you've got this little break in between is, oh, that's when you can eat stuff and roll up your joints and so on and so forth. It's just the perfect game for that kind of period of your life.